Fan project is funded by the Canadian International Development Research Centre. Under the project, researchers conducted and interventions implemented in three CARICOM countries, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Jamaica, and St. Kitts and Nevis. The overall aim was to improve dietary diversity and to shift consumer and stakeholder preferences towards healthy and sustainable diets. Principal investigator of the project, Professor Alafa Samuels, said a Women's Farmers Academy was established there as part of the project.
What happened is that maybe a year or two ago, I was a guest on a webinar. And on that webinar also was a lady called Keithlyn Carew. And she is the founder of Helen's Daughters in St. Lucia. And I heard her talk about her Women's Farmers Academy and so on and so forth. And I said to myself, you know, this would do really well for my project countries of St. Kitts, Nevis, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So I invited her. She was very accommodating. At the time, we started talking about replicating what she had done in St. Lucia, which was face-to-face.
Yes.
But then we had to wheel and come again. So she actually transformed the project into an 8-line on-week program. And the interesting thing is that she worked through local facilitators. So she found people on the ground in St. Kitts, and she found people on the ground in St. Vincent, and she has trained those people. And they have, for the most part, implemented that program.
Professor Samuel said there was an overwhelming response locally to the training sessions carried out under the project.
So when we created this program originally, you know, everything we do has to go through an ethics committee at the university. So we asked them to approve 20 women in St. Kitts and 20 women in St. Vincent to do this Women's Farmers Academy. We put out an advertisement in both countries, and in the two countries, we got 359 applications. So we had to go back to ethics and ask them for permission to run additional courses, because we were determined that everybody who applied should get an opportunity to come. So in fact, in St. Kitts, there were 90-odd applicants, so we did two rounds and finished with them. But in St. Vincent, you had over 200 applicants. Mm-hmm. So we are actually doing three rounds in St. Vincent. So the first round, we had 16 graduates out of 20. The second round, we had 50 graduates out of about 80-something. But we are starting round three in St. Vincent on June the 5th with 95 students. So at the end of the day, we expect to have over 100 graduates.
And Professor Samuels outlined the program for the public event to be held next week, Monday, as part of the closing exercises in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In the afternoon now, we are having this public event and we're inviting everyone. And we're going to be displaying and showing off the Women's Farmers Academy graduates, things that they have been doing. Mm-hmm. We also had three small grant projects that we had initiated. So those persons will be coming to show us, you know, what they managed to achieve with all of the support and the help that they got from the project. And then we will be showing off some of the more across the Caribbean things that we have done. So I spoke about the curriculum revision.
Yes.
The other thing that we did was that we supported CARICOM in getting ministers of health and ministers of trade together and passing a CARICOM policy on removing trans fat from the region's diet by 2025. And this is a legally binding commitment.
That was the principal investigator for the Food and Nutrition of FAN project, Professor Alafa Samuels. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.